सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी को बात की है, अनंत कोटि वैष्णवृंद की है, नामाचार कृष्ण हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शुभाचार्य गौर भक्तवृंद की जय। राधा कृष्ण गौर गोपीनाथ धाम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरिवर्धन की जय। वृंदावन धाम की जय, नवद्वीप धाम की जय, गंगा माई की जय, जमुना माई की जय, तुलसी देवी की जय, भक्ति देवी की जय, स्वामी भक्त बंद की जय। ऑल ग्लोरी टू द असेंबल्ड लॉर्ड, ऑल ग्लोरी टू द असेंबल्ड। थैंक यू।
ऑल ग्लोरी टू श्री गुरु।
हरे राम हरे राम राम राम।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
I guess text number 18 on page 150.
Yes.
Did we read all the purport last time?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to read the purport for the last verse, or did we read it?
Last verse. I read first of all this. I will harati vai pungsa.
आयुर्हरति वायपुंसाम्।
आयुर्हरति वायपुंसाम्।
उदयन्नस्तं शयन्नसो।
उदयन्नस्तं शयन्नसो।
प्रत्यर्थे यत् क्षणो नीत।
प्रत्यर्थे यत् क्षणो नीत।
उत्तम श्लोकवार्तया।
उत्तम श्लोकवार्तया।
आयुर्हरति वायपुंसाम्।
आयुर्हरति वायपुंसाम्।
उदयन्नस्तं शयन्नसो।
उदयन्नस्तं शयन्नसो।
तस्यार्थे यक्षणो नीत।
तस्यार्थे यक्षणो नीत।
उत्तम श्लोकवार्तया।
उत्तम श्लोकवार्तया।
आयुर्हरति वायपुंसाम्।
आयुर्हरति वायपुंसाम्।
उदयन्नस्तं
शयन्नसो।
उदयन्नस्तं शयन्नसो।
उदयन्नस्तं शयन्नसो।
तस्यार्थे यक्षणो नीत।
तस्यार्थे यक्षणो नीत।
उत्तम श्लोकवार्तया।
उत्तम श्लोकवार्तया।
आयुर्हरति वायपुंसाम्।
आयुर्हरति वायपुंसाम्।
उदयन्नस्तं शयन्नसो।
उदयन्नस्तं शयन्नसो।
तस्यार्थे
यक्षणो नीत।
उत्तम श्लोकवार्तया।
उत्तम श्लोकवार्तया। आयुर्हरति वायपुंसाम्। उत्तम श्लोकवार्तया। उत्तम श्लोकवार्तया।
Very good. Hare Krishna. Next.
Decreases.
Why?
Certainly.
Pungsam
of the people.
Udyan
rising.
Astam
setting.
Cha
also.
Jan
moving.
Aso
the sun.
Tasya
of one who glorifies the Lord.
Rite,
except.
Jat,
by whom.
Kanaha,
time.
Nita,
utilize.
Uttamashloka,
the all good personality of Godhead.
Vartaya,
in the topics of.
Translation.
Both by rising and setting, the sun decreases the duration of life of everyone, except one who utilizes the time by discussing topics of the all-good personality of Godhead. This verse indirectly confirms the greater importance of utilizing the human form of life to realize our lost relationship with the Supreme Lord by acceleration of devotional service. Time and tide wait for no man. So the time indicated by the sunrise and the sunset will be uselessly wasted if such time is not properly utilized for realizing identification of spiritual values. Even a fraction of the duration of life wasted cannot be compensated by any amount of gold. Human life is simply awarded to a living entity, Jiva, so he can realize his spiritual identity and his permanent source of happiness. A living being, especially the human being, is seeking happiness because happiness is the natural situation of the living entity. But he is vainly seeking happiness in the material atmosphere. A living being is constitutionally a spiritual spark of the complete whole, and his happiness can be perfectly perceived in spiritual activities. The Lord is the complete spirit whole, and his name, form, quality, pastimes, entourage, and personality are all identical with him. Once a person comes into contact with any one of the above-mentioned energies of the Lord through the proper channel of devotional service, the door of perfection is immediately opened. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord has explained such contact in the following words. Endeavors in devotional service are never baffled, nor is there failure. A slight beginning of such activities is sufficient even to deliver a person, from the great ocean of material fears. Bhagavad Gita 2:40. As a highly potent drug injected intravenously acts at once on the whole body, similarly the transcendental topics of the Lord injected through the ear of the pure devotee of the Lord can act very efficiently. Oral realization of the transcendental messages implies total realization, just as fructification of one part of a tree implies fructification of all other parts. This realization for a moment and the association of pure devotees, like Shukadev Goswami, prepares one's complete life for eternity. And as such, the sun fails to rob the pure devotee of his duration of life, inasmuch as he is constantly busy in the devotional service of the Lord, purifying his existence. Death is a symptom of the material infection of the eternal living being. And due to material infection only, the eternal living being is subjected to the law of birth, death, old age, and disease. The materialistic way of pious activities, like charity, etc., is recommended in the Smriti Shastras, as quoted by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Money given in charity to a suitable person is guaranteed bank balance in the next life. Such charity is recommended to be given to a Brahmin. If the money is given in charity to a non-Brahmana without brahminical qualification, the money is returned in the next life in the same proportion. If it is given in charity to a half-educated Brahmana, even then the money is returned double. If the money is given in charity to a learned and fully qualified Brahmana, the money is returned 100,000 times. And if the money is given to a Veda Paraka, one who has actually realized the path of the Vedas, it is returned by unlimited multiplication. The ultimate end of Vedic knowledge is to realize the personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Vedaishtra-sarvayaraham-eva-vedyo. There is a guarantee of money being returned if given in charity, regardless of the proportion. Similarly, a moment passed in the association of a pure devotee by hearing and chanting the transcendental messages of the Lord is a perfect guarantee for eternal life, for returning home back to Godhead. Madhama gatva puna janma na vidyate. In other words, a devotee of the Lord is guaranteed eternal life. A devotee's old age or disease in the present life is but an impetus to such guaranteed eternal life.
So, Ayurharati Vaipunsha, with sunrise and sunset means a decreasing our life. It is a very nice example. The sun's business is to take away a portion of your span of life. That is business. But he cannot take away the portion of the life of a devotee. Because a devotee is going to leave. His Krishna consciousness movement is to give a living entity a permanent span of life. Uttama sloka bhasaya. Uttama sloka is Krishna. Uttama sloka bhakti bhavati naishthiki uttama sloka bhagavati uttama sloka. In another place it is stated. Tada nastra prayesu abhadresu nastra prayesu abhadresu nittam bhagavata sevaya. Nityam, just like we are holding class daily, nityam, regularly. Nityam means regularly, daily, always. So, nityam bhagavata sivaya. The beginning, just like when a man is infected with a disease, he is subjected to death. Crude example. So when a man falls disease, the physician tries to get him relieved from that infection. So our material body is an infection. Actually, we spiritual soul, we have no death. It is due to this infection. This infection is called dirty. Actually it is dirt. Dust thou art, dust thou beest. That's a fact. Because as soon as I, the soul, we leave this body, it will be immediately decomposed, and after a few days, it will be earth, dust. Actually, it is dust. So, we have to clean this dust from my real identity, spiritual identity. This is the process. And this cleansing process is very nicely done, simply by hearing the message of Uttama Sloka or Krishna. You haven't got to scratch it with some machine, no. It will be automatically cleansed if you simply give oral reception to the message of the Uttama Sloka, which is in other words it is called Krishna Katha. The Krishna Katha means words of Krishna. Katha means words. And Krishna you understand. The Krishna Katha, Bhagavad Gita, Krishna personally giving you words of instruction. So, if we simply read Bhagavad Gita, then the sun cannot take away my duration of life. How? What is the proof? The proof is the Bhagavad Gita. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says, janma karma me jivam jo janati tattata. Anyone who understands about my birth and appearance, Lord, he does not take birth. Ajo. Ajo means who never takes birth. Ever existed. Ajopi san abhyatma bhutanam istadopi san sammami jivili. So, Ajo, one who does not take birth, but still he sees the Krishna is taking birth. We are observing the birth anniversary of Lord Krishna. So therefore, what is the mystery? He does not take birth, still we are observing the birth anniversary of Krishna, Janmashtami. So this is to be understood. Tattata, in truth. Jo janati tattata. Krishna says, Veda says, that Natasatajam karanansa vidyate, the Supreme Lord, God has nothing to do. Why is that? So, and again we see that Krishna, since the day of his appearance at his maternal uncle's prison, till he's going back to his own home, he was always active. Active especially in killing the demons. But such demons could be killed without the presence of the Supreme Personality of God. If there is little earthquake, millions of demons can be killed. It is not very difficult job. If the Pacific Ocean overfloods this city, millions of people can be killed. If there is a war, millions of people can be killed. If there is an epidemic, millions of men can be killed. So killing the demons, for that purpose he does not come, Krishna. There are Krishna's many agents, they can kill such demons without any difficulty. But he comes, Puritrana Sadhuna. just like Lord Vishnu appeared not to kill the demon Hiranyakashipu. He could be killed otherwise. But he appeared for Prahlad. Prahlad Maharaj, he was being so much teased and so much tortured, he could not tolerate it. So he wanted to show his devotee that I shall kill your torturer before you. That is the purpose. So he did not appear for killing Hiranyakashipu. He appeared to give encouragement to Prahlad Maharaj, as he said, Kontiya pratijani hi name bhakta pranasati. He asked Arjuna to declare, my dear Arjuna, to declare that my devotee will never be vanquished. So that's what he does. So these are the understanding of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in Tattva. So if we discuss about Krishna Katha, the words of Krishna, there are two books, words of Krishna, one Bhagavad Gita, every Vedic literature is Krishna Katha, but these two books especially, Krishna Katha. Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is directly speaking, and Srimad Bhagavatam directly speaking about Krishna. Both of them are Krishna. So therefore here it is said, Uttama Sloka Vataya. Vata means message, words. If we pass our time simply by reading and talking about Krishna, then this sun will not be able to take away our life. This is the secret. If you want to become immortal, then you always be engaged in Krishna Katha. Always, 24 hours. Always think of Krishna. This is Krishna consciousness. So everyone is dying, but those who are engaged in Krishna Katha, in Krishna consciousness, those who are busy in Krishna's business, they are not dying, they are living. How? Because ordinary man, if his duration of life, span of life is being taken away by the sun rising and sunset every day. If a man is 50 years old, that means he has to live for 80 years. The 50 years duration has already been taken away by the sun. 50 years old means that 50 years of time has already been taken away by the sun. It will never come back. But what about the devotees? He is also the same. His also life is being taken away. No. His life is not being taken away. Because he is going to live. Superficially, we see that the body of a devotee is also taken away. But this is not the real body. Real body is the spiritual body. The spiritual body, just like Krishna says, prapta deham. Punarjanmanaiti mameti. After giving up this body, he does not take birth, he comes to me. So here, now the body is given up. Then how he goes? He says, he comes to me. So who comes to him? Materialistic person, so-called scientists, whether they know this body, this self. They do not know that the body is the cover of the self. This real self, the real person goes to Krishna to live forever. So those who are devotees, those who are in Krishna consciousness, they are giving up this infected body and they are getting their the old original body, spiritual body. Therefore, as soon as you get the spiritual body, the sun has no power to take it. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita, that the fire cannot burn it, the weapon cannot kill it, the water cannot moist it, in so many ways, indirect way, can destroy. The spirit cannot be destroyed by anything material. Matter, just like this body is matter. His body can be cut into pieces, but the spirit soul cannot. The body can be burned into ashes, but the spirit soul cannot. Pavaka. Zahati pavaka. The modern scientists, they say that there is no life in the sun. Planet, sun globe. Oh, that is not fact. What is sun globe? It is a fiery planet, that's all. But the spirit soul can live in the fire and he gets a fiery body. Just like here, on this planet, on earth, we have got this earthly body. It's very, very beautiful, but it is earth. Simply by nature's manipulation. Just like we are coming, Karanda showed me the plastic some trees. So they are made, the plastic tree, exactly resembling the tree, but it is not tree. Similarly, this body is as good as the plastic body. It is no value. So, praktadeham, Prahim Krishna says that after giving up this body, but this body is plastic body, just like you have got cotton shirt or plastic shirt or so many, you can give it up. That doesn't mean you die. That is also explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Bhasan Hijinai, Jathavihaya. As one, gives an old garment for a new one. Similarly, death means to give up this plastic body and take another plastic one. That is death. And again, under that plastic body, you have to work. If you get a nice body, then you can work nicely. If you get a dog's body, then you act like dog. According to body. So, Tattva Deham, Krishna says, that anyone who understands me in truth, so how will understand? Simply, if you hear about him, then you will understand. Then you will understand. So, hearing is not very difficult job, but you must hear from the realization. Satang prasanga, mamabhija sangita. If you hear from a professional man, that will not be effective. Hearing must be from sadhu, from devote, from the lips of the devote. That is Sukadeva Goswami was speaking to Maharaj Parikshit. So, or even if you hear yourself, you read books, you will save your life. If you simply read Krishna book or Bhagavad Gita or teachings of Lord Chaitanya, then you know the, as long as you are reading, the sun is unable to take your life. It is not possible for the sun to take your life. So if you constantly read, then where is the opportunity of sun's taking your life? That means you are becoming immortal. people are very much anxious to become immortal. Nobody wants to die. Everyone knows that I shall die. But if there is immediately some danger, fire, immediately go away from this room. Why? I do not wish to die. I do not wish to die. Although I know I must have to die. It's still like, why do I go away? I know that I will let it be fire. I have to die today or tomorrow. Let me die. No, I do not wish to die. Therefore I go away. This is psychology. So everyone wants to live forever. That's a fact. So if you want to live forever, then you have to take to Krishna consciousness. So Krishna consciousness movement is so important and nice. Everyone wants to live. So actually if you want to live, then you take to Krishna consciousness. This verse confirms it. Ayur harati bhai bhumsa uddanna tancha jannaku. The sun is rising early in the morning. As it is rising, gradually it is taking your life. That's all. That is the business. But if you want to defeat this sun, sun is very powerful. It is very difficult to fight, but you can fight with the sun. How? Simply by reading Krishna Katha, the words of Krishna. Uttama sloka bhataya. Bhataya. Uttama sloka Krishna. This is the simple process. So don't waste your time by talking nonsense. And therefore, Rupa Goswami has advised, Pratyahara Prayasasya Prajalpa Niyamagraha Prajalpa. Pratyahara Prayasasya Prajalpa Niyamagraha Loulam Janasangasya Saradhi Bhakti Pranasati. Our devotional life can be finished, means baffled. Those who are in devotional life, Krishna consciousness, they are fortunate. This fortune can be ruined by six things. Be careful. What is that? Pratyahara. Pratyahara means eating more than necessity. Or collecting more than necessary. Aharan. Aharan means collecting. We require to collect some money. But we should not collect more than necessary. That is. Because if I get more money, then immediately Maya will pay. Why didn't you spend for me? Yes. So don't collect more than what you require, you collect. Similarly, ahara means eating. Don't eat more than necessity. Actually, we have to come to the point of need, eating, sleeping, mating, and different. And that is not possible because of all this body. But minimum. So, utyahara, prayasa, and too much unnecessary and spoiling energy. We should not take a great risk so that we have to work for it very seriously. We must accept something which can be easily done. Utyahara, prajalpa. And prajalpa means talking nonsense. As well, this is the nature of the living entity in conditioned stages. That is like the crows, they gather together, crow, 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 crow. the from any living entity, as soon as they will gather, they will talk all nonsense. Don't do that. We have got great assembly, we have got facility for mentioning, but if you take advantage of this assembly and talk all nonsense, what is politics, what is this, what is that, preserve, that is called preserve. So, Atyahara Prayasasya Prajalpa Niyamagraha. Niyamagraha means the not accepting the rules and regulations. Another meaning of Niyamagraha means simply blindly following the rules and regulations, but he does not know for what he is doing it. Gaddolika Prabha. It is called Gaddolika Prabha. Everyone is doing this, but he does not understand why he is doing it. There are many stories of this Gaddolika Prabha. Sometimes I tell you. So, Niyamagraha. So, one, Pratyahara. Two, Prayas. Three, Prajalpa. And four, Niyamagraha. And fifth, Lovlam. Greediness. And sixth, Janasanga. Janasanga means to associate with ordinary men. Those have no sense of consciousness. So-called Parmis, Jnanis, Yogis. They do not understand Krishna or scientists, philosophers. We should not associate with them. We will know Harava Bhaktasya Kuto Mahatmana. Anyone who does not understand what is Krishna, what is Krishna's service, he may be very big man in the ordinary estimation, but we don't give him any value. Rāva bhaktasya tuto mahatguna manorathi na sato dhāvatu. Because they are mental speculators. They have no value. They have their value in their own way. But according to our line of thought, they have no value. Prajalpa, in this way, prajalpa, there is tendency of talking. You talk of Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. That is Krishna consciousness. Just like we assemble together, few friends, we want to vibrate something, just like the child is also vibrating. That is nature. A bird will vibrate, a beast will vibrate. So we have to vibrate the transcendental sound, then we shall be saved from the plundering business of the sun. This is the secret. Always talk of Krishna, and you must know that you are saving yourself, you are not dying yourself. Because talking of Krishna means we'll understand about Krishna. And Krishna says, anyone who understands me rightly, then after giving up this body, he comes to me. And as soon as you go to him, back to home, back to Godhead, your life is eternal, blissful, and full of knowledge. That is Satchidananda Vigraha. So why should we lose this opportunity? Then most rascal person, they give up this. They do not take advantage of this, just advantage of Krishna Pada. Therefore, Shastra says, smartabham satato Vishnu, vismartabhyam na jatichi. We shall have to remember Vishnu always. Everywhere. Always. Tasmād bhārata sarvātmām bhagavān harirish smartabhyam sūtabhyam kītitabhascha smartabhancha nittasat. This is the process of Krishna consciousness. We have to hear about Krishna. We have to chant about Krishna. We have to memorize about Krishna. We have to worship Krishna. And this is our moment. We are worshiping Krishna in the temple. We are thinking of him. We are talking about him. And we are hearing about him. See, if we live in this way, it does not require any monetary exchange or any high education. Everyone can hear about Krishna. Everyone, after hearing, everyone can talk about Krishna. And while hearing and talking, he can remember about Krishna. And everyone can worship in return. What is the difficulty? By prosecuting these four principles of Krishna consciousness, you become immortal. No austerity. No austerity, no penance, no education, no riches. Simply by following these four principles, you become immortal. So, this verse is very important. Ayush harati vai punsa uddanna tancha janna sau tatsate jat khanonita tatsarite. While he is passing time in this way, simply Krishna chanting also. If you have no time, if you have no spare time, don't see that. If there is no facility for reading books or talking about Krishna, chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. If you have that next moment, you can interchange, read something. Always be busy with Krishna. Then Sam will not be able to kill you. You are going to live forever. This is the problem. First time. Krishna. Very handsome. Very handsome.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद।